Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Pastor Joel Sickler, and I trust that you'll be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Dare to run with our eyes fixed on Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run. We must have our Savior's vision, compassion for the lost, courage for the future, love at any cost. Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run.
The Liberty Bell, originally cast in 1752, is intended to mark significant events and summon citizens to important gatherings. Inscribed with the words, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof," from Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 10, the bell was meant to reflect a message of freedom and hope. However, from its inception, the Liberty Bell experienced issues. It cracked during its first test ring, and after multiple recastings, it remained flawed. The most famous crack, which rendered the bell unusable, appeared in the early 19th century, during a period when the bell was being rung to mark George Washington's birthday in 1846. Efforts were made to repair it by widening the crack to prevent further expansion, but this ultimately left the bell silent. Today, it stands as a symbol of liberty, but is also a reminder of the imperfection and fragile nature of human institutions and promises. The flaw in the Liberty Bell provides a compelling reminder of the limits of human promises and endeavors. You know, despite noble aspirations, the bell was and remains broken. Even the best of human intentions, systems, and symbols of freedom are susceptible to failure, imperfection, and eventual decline. You know, the bell's silence is a poignant reminder that human-made institutions, no matter how well-intentioned or how well-formed, often have inherent weaknesses. For believers, the cracked Liberty Bell should remind us why our faith and hope should not be placed solely in human institutions or promises. Earthly kingdoms and symbols will fail. The promises of leaders may crack under the weight of history. Yet the kingdom of God endures, offering a foundation that cannot be shaken. It invites us to build our hope and our confidence on something eternally solid. The Liberty Bell's cracked state is a sobering reminder of our human limitations, but it also points us toward the greater, unmovable kingdom of God, one where there is no crack, no decay, and no failure. While earthly symbols may inspire, only God's kingdom can provide the eternal assurance, the unshakable foundation that our souls long for. My friend, I hope that you can stay with us for today's program and the final part of Pastor Goins' message on the unshakable, unmovable kingdom of God.
Some place their trust in the wisdom of another. Some search for light in the dark. But like a child, I have come with simple faith in the only one who can change my heart.
I believe God. I believe His word is true, for
I've seen what he can do when I call upon his name. I believe God, so let the world say what they will. I will choose to serve him still, knowing he will never change. I believe God. I believe God.
Some say this life is the only thing that matters. Some say we live and then we die. But I'm convinced that eternity awaits. So with every breath I will testify.
I believe God. I believe his word is true. For I've seen what he can do when I call upon his name. I believe God, so let the world say what they will. I will choose to serve him still, knowing he will never change. I believe God.
So
serve him still, knowing he will never change. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God.
That was a group from Penview Bible Institute with the song, I Believe God. And truly wonderful this morning that God is reliable, is faithful, and ever true. How about we take our concerns to him this morning in prayer? Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are a God whom we can trust. And this morning, we trust you with our cares and concerns. You see our listening audience and the different things that they're dealing with on a daily basis. I pray, Lord, that you would help those that are going through physical ailments. Would you touch and heal, we pray. Lord, for this program even today, may you bless and help. Thank you, Lord, that you're a God who we can worship and give praise to this morning, for truly you are worthy. Throughout this day, would you guide and direct our path? We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Missionary Echoes is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, we would love for you to join us. We meet every Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock in the evening for worship. On Wednesday nights, we gather for a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock p.m. We hope to see you in person, but if that's not possible for you, you can always watch our services live online at lebanongmc.com. There you'll also find information about upcoming events and even share prayer requests with us. And now here's Pastor Goin with today's message, the second part of a message entitled, The Unshakable, Unmovable Kingdom of God.
Remember what Paul said about the hardships of life? He said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And so what did he say? He said, we're troubled on every side. We can understand that. We're troubled, yet not distressed. He said, we're perplexed, but not in despair. He said, we're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed. And the fact is that we are safe in this world, and we walk with confidence because Christ, the unshakable King, lives inside of us, and we live in his unshakable kingdom. I want to say that again because I want you to get that. That's kind of the heart of the message. We're safe in this world, and we walk in confidence because Christ, the unshakable King, lives inside of us, and we live in his unshakable kingdom. You say, preacher, how can you say that we're safe? You ever read the news? You know about all these things? Have you considered what will happen if things don't go well to the upcoming election? Preacher, do you have your head in the sand? How can you say we're safe? Do you know about cancer? You know about car accidents? You know what it's like to lose a job? My answer is, I know there are storms that we face, and I'm not here to minimize those in any way, shape, or form. But I also understand that if we're truly living in this unshakable kingdom with our focus on the values of this kingdom, then that changes our perspective on all of the challenges and the trials of life. The problem is that so often we get consumed with the things that we see and that we feel and we touch, the temporary things, the shaky things that the writer of Hebrews says are passing away. We get focused on those and we lose sight of the unshakable things of God that never change. If we're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, if we go through life focused on things of eternal value, then we face the problems with a different perspective. One man put it this way. He said, if we live with the focus on the unshakable kingdom, then we know that if we die, we step into glory. If we lose a job, we learn how to trust God to work all things for our good and his glory. If we lose a loved one who dies in the Lord, we know, we believe, we'll see them again, we'll be with them in eternity. I don't say those things to minimize, to be careless about things that cause deep hurt, heavy burdens. But I say these things to remind us that when we're seeking God's kingdom first, when we keep our focus on this unshakable kingdom, it puts everything in proper perspective. Someone said this, worry keeps me focused on my own limited resources. Worry keeps me focused on the shaky things of this world that I can't hold on to anyway. But trust keeps my attention on God's abundant resources. Worry happens if I'm on the throne of my life, if I live in the kingdom of me. But when I put God on the throne and I live in God's unshakable kingdom, then I find that he's there, and the solution to my worry is to seek first his kingdom. Just a few weeks ago, I saw video footage of this Jamaican pastor and his family, and it was striking. Their home and all of their possessions were being destroyed by a terrible hurricane. You could see that the roof of the house had been torn off. Rain was pouring in the house and all of their possessions. This family was huddled up under a mattress trying to find a place of safety. It was a scene of all of the shaky things around them being shaken. Every temporary thing in their life that could be shaken was shaking. And yet in the middle of all of that, you could hear that family singing, praising God for his goodness, his faithfulness. That might sound foreign to us, but that, my friend, was a family who was truly living in the unshakable kingdom of God. All their shaky possessions being destroyed by a storm, but their faith is unshaken because their faith is in an unshakable God that they knew to be trustworthy. And if we'll keep our hearts and minds and feet planted in this kingdom, we can live unshaken in a very shaky world. Psalm 55, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. That sounds like living unshaken in a shaky world. As citizens of this immovable, unshakable kingdom, we face uncertainties, knowing that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, just in case he missed anything, he said, nor any other creatures shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We live in an unshakable kingdom. We live with the confidence that whether we live unto the Lord, whether we die unto the Lord, whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. Do you live with that confidence? Are your eyes set on this unshakable kingdom? Living in this kingdom gives us confidence. And then I want you to notice that living in this kingdom helps us to live with carefulness. The writer of Hebrews says, wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Verse 29, for our God is a consuming fire. First, he says, let us have grace. The meaning there, the idea, is let us live in gratitude for the blessings of this unshakable kingdom. Sometimes we take for granted the reality that as the people of God, we have spiritual knowledge, we know the gospel, things that others haven't even heard about. And we've experienced the grace of God, and that ought to create within us a heart of deep, deep gratitude that while others in the world live in this shaky world, not knowing where to turn for stability, not knowing where to turn for comfort, not knowing where to turn for strength, we rest in him, and that ought to make us grateful people. And then he said we're to serve God with reverence and godly fear. Let me give you a little test to determine, are you a citizen of this unshakable kingdom? Are you keeping your eyes focused on this unshakable kingdom? Someone gave a good test. Are you worshiping the unshakable God, or are you worshiping your shakable possessions? Is your heart fixed on God? Is God your treasure, or is the world your treasure? Is God your security, or is your retirement plan your security? Ooh. Is God your fellowship? Is God your dearest friend? Is God your portion in this life, or is the world your portion? Do you stand with reverence and awe before the power and holiness of God, who is a consuming fire towards sin? Are you living in this unshakable kingdom? It's interesting that earlier in this same chapter, the writer points to the example of Esau. If you remember Esau's life, he's a perfect illustration of a man who was focused on fleeting, temporary things instead of these unshakable things. You remember the story. As the oldest son, he should rightfully have received the birthright of his father. The birthright of the eldest male child in the ancient Near East meant one day he'll be the head of the family. One day he'll get a double portion of the inheritance. It was his by rights. But one day, he comes in from the field and he's hungry and he's desperate for something to eat. And Jacob has something for him. And Esau, just to temporarily fill his stomach, trades his birthright, trades what is great, what is precious, for a bowl of soup. How foolish. He rejected the prize for something momentary, something temporary, something shaky. It took care of his hunger for the moment, but it's only temporary. And he misses out on great, great blessings that could have been his. I want to say to you this morning, don't settle, don't compromise for the fleeting, temporary pleasures and possessions and values of this shaky world, because one day God is going to shake the heavens and the earth, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And if you're building on shaky ground, you'll be shaken. But it pays to serve Jesus. Because one day when this shaky time comes, this final shaking, all of these earthly things will be gone. But the things of God are going to remain forever. And one day we'll go to stand before God. And the writer of Hebrews describes this as a God in this time as a consuming fire. There's no escaping God's divine judgment. We understand that God is love, but we also understand God is holy. We understand God is merciful, but we also understand that God is just. And one day we will stand before this loving, merciful, just, and holy judge. And we'll hear those words, give an account of yourself. Give an account of yourself. And whether we've lived according to the values of this temporary, shaky world, or whether we've lived according to the values of this unshakable, immovable kingdom, will ultimately determine where we spend eternity. Jesus came, and he died on the cross, and he rose again, so that if you would put your faith in him, and take your eyes off of the shaky, temporary things of the world, and put your eyes on an eternal relationship with Jesus. Because of his death and his resurrection, he has the power to raise you from the death of sin and give you new life in Jesus Christ, and put your feet on solid ground and establish you in this unshakable kingdom. God, help us not to live our lives and build our lives on shaky things. In order to be ready for that day, you've got to receive the kingdom with humility. You remember what Jesus said in Matthew? He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Jesus has died for you, and yet we can stand on our own 2 feet and we say, "Well, I think I can work my way through all of this in my own strength, my own power, my own wisdom." But if we want to enter the kingdom, if we want to remain in this unshakable kingdom when the world is shaken, we're going to have to humble ourselves to say, "Jesus, I need you. I must have you. I can't live this life in my own strength, my own power. I must have you." Amen. And this morning, if you know Jesus as your Savior, it's good for us every once in a while to say, "Holy Spirit of God, would you search my heart? Lord, help me to see where my allegiance truly lies. Am I resting in the temporary, shaky things of this world? Or have I put my faith and my confidence in the unshakable kingdom of God?" As the Spirit of God speaks to us, I want to ask you, what kingdom are you living in this morning? What values are guiding your life? Are you living for that which is temporary, that which is fleeting, that which is passing? Or have you put your hope and your faith and your confidence in God? Have you gained citizenship in this unshakable kingdom? Have you bowed the knee to King Jesus? I want to ask you this morning, if you're here today and you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, as the Spirit of God speaks, aren't you ready just to bow the knee? Say, "I'm done living life my own way. I'm done living for the fleeting, temporary things of this life. Ready to put my faith in Jesus." If you're here like that, God speaks to you. This altar is open. And right now, I want to invite you to step out from where you are and come to this altar. We want to pray with you. We want you to get your feet in this unshakable kingdom. We want you to put your faith in Jesus. But I also want to speak to you, Christian. You who know the Lord, you're walking with Him. As the Holy Spirit searches your heart, where is your allegiance today? Have you gotten distracted? Distracted by shaky things, distracted by temporary things, whatever that might be. We'll just let the Holy Spirit fill in the blank today. Have you gotten distracted by those things and you need to say, Lord, please help me. It's a troubling world. There are problems all around us, and I want to be sure that my feet are anchored in this unshakable kingdom. As we wait just a moment, as God speaks to your heart, do you need to pray? This altar is open. We don't fear the altar. It's a place where we come to meet with God, a place we come to talk to Him. Do you need to pray? We're waiting just a moment. The Holy Spirit of God is faithful. I want you to know we don't have to live with a spirit of fear in this world. It's when we get our eyes and our focus on shaky things that the fear begins to rise. But when we keep our eyes on our unshakable King, then He gives us peace and He gives us confidence. Maybe you're here this morning, you just lift up a hand, you'd say, Preacher, please remember me in prayer. Please remember me. God is faithful. I see that hand and that hand and that one. God is faithful. I see those hands. Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege to be gathered here in your house this morning. We're so thankful that in a troubled world, we find a place of stability in your presence. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. We know that the arm of flesh will fail us. We dare not trust our own, but we look to you. We lean on you. May we remain steadfast in this unshakable kingdom. May we be ready when that time of shaking comes that the writer of Hebrews spoke of, that we'd be anchored in unshakable things, that we'd be ready to stand before you, give an account of our lives. We ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ and for His sake. Go with us. Dismiss us from this service, but not from your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're dismissed.
You've been listening to a message preached by Reverend Curtis Going, Senior Pastor of the Lebanon God's Missionary Church. If you have any questions or comments about this broadcast, please give us a call at 717-273-3690. That's 717-273-3690. Or email us at lebgmc@gmail.com. Now, if you missed the first part of this message that was broadcast last week, you can find it online at lebanongmc.com. Time for this broadcast is coming to a close, but I just want to remind our listeners who will be attending the 49th Annual Lebanon Holiday Parade to watch for a bus in the parade on Saturday, November 23rd. My friend, we look forward to having you with us next week for another edition of Missionary Echoes. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you our Lord's blessing.